Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Hump Day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday episode of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 21st of June, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Yeah. Surfing with Mozilla's Firefox Focus Browser. Privacy. Be nice to get that on Android. Guess what? You can now. That's right, Mozilla's released the Android version of Focus. And just like the iOS one, it'll block those ad trackers so they ain't following you around trying to sell you crap. And of course, you'll have that erase button all nice and handy just in case you don't want people to see your porn searches. One of the big differences, though, between the Focus on iOS and the Focus on Android, you can actually set Firefox Focus as your default browser now for Android, which is very convenient. Oh, the future of Netflix is here. Get ready to choose the ending that you want for your television shows, at least if you're a kid. That's right, Netflix has unveiled its interactive shows. That's going to give you, the viewer, a chance to basically shape the story the way you like that day. As an example, say the new Puss in Book, Trapped in an Epic Tale. That's going to give you a dozen different decisions to basically choose through, giving those little kiddies a reason to rewatch and rewatch and rewatch and annoy you to death. Other interactive episodes include the children's show Buddy Thunderstruck. Kind of makes me think of the AC/DC song, yeah. And Netflix is saying they have even more planned for the future. As for the adults, when we'll be able to choose, say, an alternate or better ending for House of Cards, particularly this this last season, that remains to be seen. And finally, one has to admit, the hardest thing buying online? Clothes. Yeah, you can't try them on. Amazon's very aware of this. Yes, for the Prime customers out there, Amazon has introduced the new Prime Wardrobe. What this will be is a few clothing items will actually be sent to you. Then you can try them on before deciding, yeah, I want to keep these or I want to send them back. How many days? 7 freaking days. And even better, shipping to you and shipping it back if you don't like it, it's free both ways. Now, according to Amazon, you can order this Prime clothing box, whatever this thing. You can order it as often as you wish, and there's no monthly subscription like to other clothing services that you know of. Be forewarned, though, not all clothing on Amazon will be eligible for Prime Wardrobe, pretty much meaning that, hey, if it's that $20 t-shirt, you'll probably get that through. If it's that $20,000 dress, that's another story. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. You hear me talk about it every single freaking episode. If you haven't went over there, you don't know what you're missing. You can get subscribed to all of our wonderful shows. You can check out our blog. You can check out a review section. So much for you to do over there. BritishTechNetwork.com. Also, Facebook page, British Tech Network. Give us a like over there if you like us. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community, chatting it up 24/7 in our Slack room. Come chat with us. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The news show. Sorry, no Thursday. And again, no Friday edition this week. Apologize for that. We will, however, though, be back on Monday. We'll get you caught up on hopefully a lot of technology news that happened over the next 4 days. But until then, have yourself a lovely little hump day, all right? And thank you, as always, for listening.